May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Colossians chapter 2. For in him all the fullness of deity is embodied, and in him you have been made complete. And he is the head over all rule and authority. And in him you were also circumcised, with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in your trespasses, your transgressions, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together in him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. And when he, Jesus, had disarmed the rulers and the authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them, through Christ at the cross. I pray often, thanking the Lord when we celebrate Eucharist, that the Eucharist makes the cross event present. And at the cross 2,000 years ago, the reign of sin was broken, and the rule of Satan was also broken. That's important because a lot of Christians today like to talk about spiritual warfare. As a matter of fact, I think often Christians, charismatic Christians in particular, talk more about spiritual warfare than they do about Jesus and the triumph of the cross. They practice the presence of darkness. This can especially happen among intercessors, that they're so busy trying to find the key to the enemy's defeat, to unveil his plans and defeat the enemy, that they're obsessed with the enemy's schemes. Well, here's the good news. The Lord's already checked that box. He's been defeated. And what we're called to do is enforce or stand and decree and declare a victory that's already been won. He says here, when you read the rest of the verses like I did, I love what it says about the enemy. When he, the Father, disarmed him, disarmed the rulers and the authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through Christ at the cross. It's not some secret information that the enemy's been defeated. It's not some hidden away special treasure that only a select few get to understand. The Lord said, I actually humiliated him publicly. That's what the cross was. That picture there, Christ being crucified, he was actually crucified naked. And in his humiliation, the enemy was totally humiliated, and he was totally defeated. So we can't really blame it on the devil. What, can't the devil do stuff? Yes, but it's really not his fault if you let him do stuff. He's been defeated. And the reality is that for us, just as Christ's crucifixion to sin was my crucifixion to sin, was my victory over sin, his victory over sin was my victory over sin, his victory over Satan was my victory over Satan because I was there. His crucifixion was my crucifixion. It says in these verses, I was crucified with him and I was raised up with him. And so his victory over the enemy 2,000 years ago secured my victory over the enemy. You were born victorious. You were born victorious. Your spiritual birth, you were born spiritually already victorious over the reign of sin and over the rule of Satan. There are some scriptures. Now that's really significant in terms of ministry, that you and I don't allow the enemy who loves to huff and puff and threaten to blow the house down for us to stand and let him huff and puff all he wants to. He's a terrorist. He loves to threaten. The scripture talks about rivers flowing out of his mouth, rivers of words that flow out of his mouth that attack us. We stand firm in the victory of the cross. This is Isaiah 49:24. Can the prey be taken from the mighty men, or the captives of a tyrant be rescued? Surely, thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty man will be taken away, and the prey of the tyrant will be rescued. For I will contend with the one who contends with you, and I will save your sons. I'm not going to contend with the enemy. He's been contended with and been defeated. When he talks about wrestling, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood or do battle, but against powers. I'm not wrestling with them. I'm fighting the good fight of faith. That's my part. This is from Isaiah 40, verse 1. Comfort, O comfort, my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, and that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. That's a prophetic promise about the people who are in Christ. And then this one is real familiar from Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called Satan and the devil, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down. He accuses them before God night and day. And they, us, overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. Not by the blood of the Lamb, but because of the blood of the Lamb. What's that? Because of the cross. We get to overcome him in the battle because of the cross. Because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of our testimony, and they did not love their lives even unto death. When we're doing ministry and the enemy who's a deceiver, that's always his tactic. If we don't pay attention to liars, and if what you're hearing doesn't sound like words of God, and God is the God of hope, then you know immediately that's the enemy. It may sound like your own voice. Oh, I'm about to die. This is about to happen to me. This is terrible. That ain't God. That's one who's a liar who's been defeated. So because of the blood, see, this is how we do spiritual warfare. You don't know how to do spiritual warfare? We remember that we were crucified with Christ. And from that place of the cross, in union with his victory, we say to him, the word of my testimony, you have no place here. That's the word of my testimony, that I hung on that cross with him, and his victory over you is my victory over you. Also, there are times when there are demonic assaults at us, and you can always tell the difference between just the flesh and a demonic assignment. Because what you're experiencing is obsessive, it's raging, and it's unusual. So what do you do with that? Call the prayer chain? I mean, I guess it doesn't hurt until you finally find somebody who answers the phone that reminds you of the cross. And then you stand in that place, loving your life not unto death, having consented to your crucifixion at the cross with Christ. And you did consent to that the moment you became a Christian. Simply identify what it is. Spirit of fear, I plead the blood of Christ against you. I've just reminded him of his defeat. And the enemy hates it. Because see, he's a deceiver, and he thinks he can convince us otherwise. You hear me? Everything flows from the cross. Your victory over sin and your victory over demonic assault, the word of my testimony, I, because I was crucified there with him, plead the blood of Christ against you. And I command your assignment to stop. And the deceiver will go. Because when a trespasser walks on ground that you let him walk on, he's going to keep trespassing. But when he walks on ground and you step out front and you pull out the shotgun and say, the blood of Christ, I plead the blood of Christ against you and I command you to go. You know what he's going to do? Run and hide, because he's got no other weapon than deception. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.